Hello, everyone. Welcome to Emergency Call Podcast. I am Amanda Politano.
And I'm Michelle Politano.
And this is our very first episode on the pod.
Very first. So excited.
So ecstatic to be here today.
So excited.
Like, I can't even
convene. Like, the fact that you're sharing the camera with me.
No, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This is an honor for you. Oh,
yeah.
I know. Guys, just listen to this before we get into anything.
Yeah.
So today, I spent about 4 hours figuring out how to record a podcast, the software I need. We had to run around Best Buy and Staples to find the fucking right USB for this microphone because I lost it because I'm an idiot. Honestly, this all falls back on me for not being prepared. Whatever. That's all on me. I was okay with that. I figured it out. We sit down about an hour ago. And we finally record our first episode.
A full hour and 4 minutes we spoke.
Yes. And guess what? There was a fucking tapping noise from GarageBand throughout the entire episode.
But that means it wasn't meant to be.
It wasn't.
And take two.
It was a warm up because honestly, now I feel like I'm a legit podcaster. Yeah,
like me too. I feel like I've been doing it forever.
I feel like I've been doing it for years. Like I was born podcaster.
Yeah, me too.
Born ready to podcast.
I'm here. Let's go.
Let's fucking get it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. And you know what's interesting? Like you're taking all the heat for everything that went on. And I'm laughing because earlier in the previous podcast, you were all coming at me about being a procrastinator. And well, how lazy I am.
You are.
But I'm just going to say, for the record, you could have had this shit all figured out before.
But I've been busy. Like, I've been working on other things.
No, I know. I'm just so, like, with that you. Was but, yeah, we're back. And I feel like I'm a pro.
Oh, what do
you
mean? Like, so ready. Okay, so this is obviously our first episode of our podcast, Emergency yeah. Call. So I want to kind of, like, preface, like, what this is going to be about, I guess. And, like, give a little backstory of us for those that don't know us. Mm. So you can go first. My beautiful mom.
No, you could go first. I'm good.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm Amanda. If you don't know me, I make YouTube videos. That is my full-time job. That's probably where most of you guys initially are coming from. But yeah, I've been making YouTube videos since I'm 12 years old. Grew up in upstate New York. A little upstate, not really. It doesn't really count.
I don't really consider that upstate New York.
I know, but it like technically is, I guess.
It's like 40 minutes out of Manhattan.
It's like basically New Jersey.
We live on the border of Jersey.
We're literally, yeah, New Jersey, basically.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to start a podcast, so here I fucking am doing it. But yeah, that's basically me.
I mean, my story's not so exciting.
It's basically me. I'm 22 years old, grew up in New York, lived in LA last year for only a year. Now I live in Jersey, right by New York City, basically in New York City. Technically, I'm there literally 24/7. And yeah, that's my fucking backstory. What's yours?
My backstory? I'm 48. I've lived in the same, not town. I've only lived in one county. Other town. But I've lived in the same county for the last 48 years. That's I've so never crazy. Left, which wow. is completely insane.
And I would literally like be on the verge of like bad things if I lived in that county for my whole life.
But you're so much more exciting. Like you have a better outlet and better work. Like I went to college and I got an accounting degree and I did accounting for years and now I worked in a medical office and now I'm doing patient care and like it's just so boring working for corporate America. So I'm excited for the podcast because I have a lot of stuff that went on in the last 6 years and this is a good outlet for me to speak.
Right. I also think that you started dating dad when you were young. You were 19 when you guys started dating?
I was 20.
Oh, okay. So 20, that's young.
Yeah.
And my dad owns a pizzeria in our hometown.
Right. So that's another reason why we never like could kind of leave. But also like I wasn't leaving my parents and I wasn't leaving my siblings. And
well, I'm sorry I left you.
I mean, I definitely tried. And then I was like, wow, this sucks. Like, I don't want to be around. I didn't want to be away from my family like I wanted to. But now that I look back and think about it, I wish I did. But it's okay. Now I'm stuck there. But I mean, we want to live in Jersey too. So we're trying to make a move.
Yeah. Jersey is where it's at, I guess.
I mean, we live literally like 2 seconds from Jersey. But like, you know, we would like to get out of the county that we've been to forever. So my story is not as exciting as yours. But I also got married young and had kids young. And
yeah.
Here we are.
I always thought that I was going to follow in my mom's footsteps and like be a young mom, but it's not looking good for me. You were like engaged at my age.
I was engaged at 21.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to think about.
I'm like
now.
Coming on 23 and like haven't touched a boy in like a year and a half.
Good for you. They suck. I just feel like don't do that.
Well, it's too late.
The kid thing early was a good move on my part, even though it wasn't exactly planned out that way, but it happened. And
Nick was a mistake, my older brother.
He was.
Sorry.
But I'm happy because now I've got grown children and I'm able to do what I want. And the things that have happened in my life, I wouldn't have been able to help care for those people and do as much if I had little
younger.
Kids.
Yeah, if we were younger.
So it was definitely...
It all worked out.
It all works out for a reason, right?
Like, yeah, because now me and my mom are besties because we're so close in age.
Oh, yeah, so close. 26 years. It's fine.
No, but... It's true, like, you're younger, and you're so
just... I'm just so cool, I don't know.
She's just so cool.
Which I'm not.
We're able to have this podcast together, which is so fun for us.
Yeah.
We've been wanting to start this for...
A couple of years now.
A couple of years. I think I've been saying that I wanted to do a podcast for at least, like, 3 years, but I was waiting and waiting and waiting for the right time.
Well, we talked about it a little bit during COVID. And then you moved to LA, and then when I'd come out and visit you, because I did come out quite often, we talked about it there.
Yeah.
And then we talked about how that would work if you lived so far.
Right.
Which it could, possibly, you know, could have. But then you missed me so much you came back.
That was totally the reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She couldn't live without me any longer.
Yeah, that's definitely why.
So she's back, and here we are.
Exactly. I think that we finally just, we just pulled the trigger. I really wanted to like make changes in my life this year because I feel like there's been so many things that I've just always said I wanted to do, and I just would put it off and be like, it's not the right time, it's not the right time.
Yeah, but it's never the right time. You just gotta go for it.
Exactly. It's never gonna be the right time. Like, what the right time? It's just you have to just go for things.
Yeah.
And whenever you choose to start them, that is going to be the right time. So we're finally here, and I'm really excited.
I'm excited to be here, too.
I think it's going to be really good for us. We had a really fun photo shoot the other day. A week ago today.
We did, yeah.
A week ago tomorrow.
Yep.
We had a really fun...
Kiara came and took really good pictures of us.
She killed it.
She killed it.
She really helped us out. She's, like, a great photographer, honestly.
She's a good hype woman behind the camera.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah. So she came and she helped us a lot, and it was just so fun.
Posture, mom, posture. That's what she
kept saying. Yeah, she kept saying, fix your posture. Because my mom was nervous because she doesn't normally do those sorts of things.
I hate being in pictures.
Yeah, I was forcing her. But I thought it would be good for the promo for our Instagram account. And I don't know, I just thought it would be so fun. And we needed a cover photo for our podcast.
It was fun. I had fun.
It was very fun.
I also drank some food.
Yeah, we got a little drunk. And
it helped me loosen me up a bit.
We had a grand old time. I rented a studio in Jersey City.
It was fun.
It was so fun.
We had a good time.
Yeah. So everything around this podcast has been really fun. It's just like a little outlet for us right now. Like,
I think we both could use it.
Yeah. I think that it's like a little therapy session.
Well, I've wanted to go to therapy for a while, but now I feel like...
Oh, wait.
Well, no, because...
Wrong message to send out.
No, things that I've suppressed, but now I'm like, this to me is like... I'd rather talk to you and, like, just talk.
Right. I'm the therapist.
Yeah.
Guys, I swear, like, I genuinely feel like I am a therapist because I am always just, like, I'm the therapist friend. I help, like, everybody around me. And I feel like I'm your therapist when I feel like going into my spiels. I'll, like, go into these spiels.
And you go into them, for sure.
I go into these spiels and, like, I literally just, like, go therapist mode. It's crazy. But, yeah. So, I guess this will be a little bit of that.
It will be, because if I could help one person or two people or 10 with what I've gone through, and I listen to people's podcast, I can't even talk. I've listened to people's podcast and they've helped me.
Yeah, me too. 100%. Like, I definitely listen to certain podcasts where they talk about things that I go through on a daily basis, and listening to how they deal and cope, it helps me, and it'll give me a different outlook. Or just make me feel, like, seen or heard, or I can relate to them, and it helps. So we're just going to talk about literally everything that we've gone through. Life, funny things, dating, boys, whatever.
It all.
All of it.
All of it.
All of life we are going to talk about on this very podcast. So it's going to be fun. I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. Hopefully we'll have some good guests.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have guests in the future. I don't know. Probably not, like, right away, because we need to definitely get in the swing of things on our own.
Yeah.
We still are getting in the swing of things.
Yeah. As you can tell. Bear with us.
Yeah, bear with us. We are learning.
I definitely feel more comfortable right now.
Yeah, I definitely feel like this. That was a trial run.
That was definitely a trial run.
Yeah. Everything happens for a reason, except I did want to cry for a split second.
But nah, you can't do that.
We make the best out of the situation.
You just gotta deal with it and keep going.
Exactly. Our future episodes are for sure gonna be more structured, I think. We're gonna have topics, and we want to, like, add games in, like Q&As, have you guys be more involved and stuff, but right now it's a little secret, so we can't quite do that yet. But this is kind of just like a little intro, get us dipping our toes in a little bit.
Yeah, like figuring it out.
Yeah, we're just learning.
Seeing what we sound like.
Seeing what we like to do, how we want to film it, record it, because we spent like $600 on equipment and we don't even need all of it.
We're going to give some back.
Yeah, we need to return some because I kind of went crazy.
I even spent the other night just like on YouTube watching podcasts from like people I've never heard of to obviously people I've watched and heard of, and even listening to new podcasts of people that I've just started, and I want to listen to your friend Hannah, and it's just all of that is I learned a lot from just the way people talk and what they talk about and just stuff like that. It's really cool.
Yeah, I have a few podcasts that I love.
Which ones are your favorite?
I was gonna shout them out. My number one probably is Emma Chamberlain's,
obviously.
Anything Goes, it's called. I literally listen to it while I'm doing anything, and she literally, I think, is in my brain. Like, I think we think the same. Like, we should be friends.
Yeah.
Like, we think really
similar.
She's
cool, though. She's always been really cool.
No, yeah, I love her content. Mm. My friend Hannah started a podcast.
I need to listen to hers.
Hers is called Digital Diary, and I love it. She's literally one of my closest friends, and I listen to her podcast, like, every single episode. She is really, really good. I listen to BFFs.
I do, too.
I watch the YouTube videos.
I'm a big Dave Portnoy fan. I love Dave.
Barstool, if you want to pick us up.
Seriously, we own a pizzeria. I would be ecstatic.
Dave would love us. Like, I honestly think that we'd be a great fit.
My husband, for his birthday, I bought him a sweatshirt that said, what is it? What does Dave say? One bite, everybody knows.
I honestly have no idea.
Yeah, one bite, everyone knows. It's Dave. Okay. Love him.
I have no idea. But I do like BFFs. I think it's funny.
Yeah, I do too. I love Brianna.
Yeah, I love Plan Brianna Cut. Great. I love Brianna and Grace. They live in New York. I love them. I want to party with them.
They seem like they're so much fun.
They just seem very down to earth and chill.
Yeah, I like them. What other podcasts do you listen to?
Those are like my top ones. I really can't think right now. Alicia Marie and Remy's. I forget what it's called, but I watch theirs on YouTube. I haven't watched it in a while. I don't know if they've posted, but I like theirs. What the fuck's it called? I forget. I can't think of it right now. I'm blanking. But Pretty Basic. Yeah, I like theirs. That's really all I could think of right now. And then Caitlin's. I haven't really fully listened to Caitlin's.
She's my newest.
She just started. Yeah. I really can't get through an episode without crying.
I've listened to hers and I've watched her journey prior, before her boyfriend passed, and I could not. I'm not kidding you. Every month, I'd be like, "Did Caitlin come back yet?" Like, I would stalk her Instagram. I would stalk her TikTok. And I'm glad that she took the amount of time she did. Because I know how hard the process is of losing someone. And I think that we all need a lot of time to process it and 100%. To work through. But she's amazing. And
she is.
Just the things that I'm listening to her now, because I just lost somebody so close to me. She's taught me in the little amount of time she's been back. She's got such wise words.
Mm-hmm. She really does. We're talking about Caitlin Reagan. I think that's how you pronounce her last name.
I think so, yeah.
She's from
New York.
Yeah, she's from New York. And she makes TikToks. Like, I think that's where she started.
She's amazing.
So her and her boyfriend, I think, started together on TikTok, and he unfortunately passed away. He had cancer, and she just came back after like 10 months.
I was so excited when you sent them to me.
Yeah, I was so excited. I literally can't watch a single one of her TikToks, even without bawling my eyes out. So her podcast has been just like hard for me to listen to, but I love her.
But it's so real and raw.
I know. I need to definitely listen more.
So many people are going to learn from her.
I just cry because I just feel, like, I literally feel her, like, emotions. It's so strong. Mm-hmm. Like, even their, like, love, their relationship, like, everything, every video I see, I, like, feel it. It's so beautiful.
But I love how she incorporated him into it, and she still continues to.
100%. I really love her. Yeah. So, those are some of the podcasts that I like. What are other ones you listen to?
The Bellas.
Oh,
I'm a huge Nikki and Brie Bella fan.
Yeah,
and I love the Bellas podcast.
She's obsessed and with them.
Not only the podcast, but the shows now. I'm watching Nikki. Nikki's getting married. Nikki Bella says, I do. She's marrying Artem, and it's amazing.
I honestly don't know anything about them.
No, but you know whose podcast I just found?
Who?
Eminem's daughter.
Oh, I didn't
know. She has a podcast out.
My mom's a big Eminem fan.
God, I gotta find it. But I found it on YouTube when I was researching, and I'm like, oh, I'm totally listening to her podcast because I love Eminem.
I didn't know he had a daughter.
Haley. Oh, so it's her. She's with another girl. I haven't really gone into it, but I'm going to.
Okay.
The Bella Twins is definitely my number one. And I listen to Kristen Cavallari now. Okay. She's back with Steven.
Don't know.
They're from The Hills. We know Kristen.
I love The Hills. Yeah.
And I started listening to the girls from One Tree Hill.
Oh, they have a podcast?
They do, all three of them.
Ugh, I love them.
Yeah, it's good. But then I stopped for a while. Like,
yeah,
I got busy, so
yeah. We also have a YouTube channel if you guys prefer YouTube styled podcasts, because I know I love, like, if somebody that I listen to has a video, I watch it.
Yeah, I think it's better because I like to see them. Well, yeah, but I also kind of like,
yeah, it depends, because like I actually just started listening to podcasts while I'm driving.
Oh, I do that,
which I never used to do. Oh, but great. I haven't had any new music lately that I like love. Like, I need to find some new music. So I've just been listening to podcasts, and it's like been really therapeutic. I just need new music. Like, I'm sick of everything.
I literally have been playing the Miley Cyrus song over.
I'm like and already over again. I overplayed it.
I love her. She came back.
I know, it's really good, but I feel like I fucking overplayed it already.
I know, but like Taylor Swift, she's always on.
Yeah, I don't know.
SZA.
I've been listening to a lot of SZA.
Okay.
You don't listen to her.
I don't know who that is, to be honest.
Like Kill Bill?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. She doesn't know.
Yeah, no idea.
Yeah.
So, yeah, podcasts are good. And I did learn a few things watching them, but I'm like, I know I'm going to mess up as I go. So.
We're not going to mess up. How could we mess up talking?
I don't know.
My mom does this thing a lot where she'll talk over everyone.
I'm going to tell you why.
It's because we're Italian.
No.
And we're annoying. Me and all my friends are Italian, like... My friends that
you
I filmed with.
You should have heard me and my friends the other
Dude,
night.
Dude, when me and my friends, we filmed a collab during Vlogmas. Right. And when I was editing mine, I literally wanted to scratch all of our eyeballs out. Like, it was so annoying. But it's only, like, it's because we're all fucking loud Italians. Like, we just don't shut up. And so when we're all in a room together,
it's so loud
we're
too,
so
right?
loud. And we don't realize in the moment because we're just having fun and talking right. like we normally would.
Right.
But when you're listening back to it on video, I'm like, oh my God, people probably hate us. But they don't, because we edit it to be not so annoying.
Oh my God. We finally were able to have our Friendsgiving the other night because everyone was like sick. And we were screaming at each other, but talking. And I'm like, I took a step back and was like, holy shit, I've got a headache.
I know.
But I realized this a while ago why I did it. Because I used to do it as a kid. Because I'm the youngest of four, and everybody would always talk over me, or I wasn't allowed to speak. Oh. Like, speak only when you're spoken to kind of thing, because that was, like, the old school.
That's kind of how I am.
And I was just kind of... So now I find, like, I just want to be heard, and it pisses me off, so I speak. And I know it's a habit of
but
mine.
But it's rude, so you should definitely fix that.
No, I know. So I do see myself doing it, and I'm like, fuck, I didn't want to do that.
I know. No, I definitely have done that, too. I catch myself... And I, like, apologize when I do it now.
Me too. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. No, I'll go. Because I don't want to do it.
Right.
I think I'm just so like used to fighting for my words growing up that I forget.
Yeah.
So
it's
I
a
hate
habit.
It. And I hate it. But we all have something we hate about ourselves.
No. Oh my God. Okay.
That's mine.
Yeah. Well, that was like the only reason why I was nervous to start a podcast with you.
Because I would overtalk you.
She always, like, if I'm telling a story to like our family or whatever. Of something that happened when we both were there, like I'll get like two words out and she'll be like, no, no, blah, 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 this is what happened, blah, blah, blah. Like,
have
let
I
me
been
tell
drinking though
no like no it'll be anytime drinking. And I'm like, oh my God, let me tell the story from my fucking point of view. Like, I don't just talk to talk. Like, if I'm talking, it's because I genuinely want to tell this story.
Yeah.
And then she'll talk over me and I get so
she does she gets
fucking
so mad.
I get so mad. I'm like, shut up, let me tell my story.
Yeah.
So I get nervous that she's gonna do that
I'm
on the pod.
I'm not gonna do that.
Better not.
I won't.
That's the only scariness.
We've talked about this.
I know.
You've done it to me as well.
I'm sure.
Like, if I'm telling a story, you're like, no, 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 that's not how it happened. And you just chime in and take the whole story away. And I'm like, okay.
Well, because you lie.
Bullshit. I far from lie.
No, you lie for yeah, sure. Okay. We might fight during this pod.
Yeah. I don't lie.
Podcast.
That's my one thing I hate.
You know who lied the other day, though? Hey. Dad.
I... Tell me Guys. A time when I fucking have lied. Dad lies.
I don't know.
And no. He got us into a fight.
My dad makes up stories for fun.
He aggravated me. It was like the morning. I hadn't even had my coffee yet. And we have like, I don't know if every state has an easy pass, but it's like to pay to go into the city, like the tolls and stuff, whatever. Yeah, it's like
a toll thing.
So he, I guess, got a text or an email and he's like, the easy pass bill is $450 and I don't want to hear this fucking excuse that she doesn't go to college, that I didn't, she didn't go to college and I should pay for this.
No one knows what we're talking about right now. We need to give a little bit of a backstory. Basically, I'm still on my parents' easy pass.
Whatever.
So it gets charged whenever I go into the city and whatever. When I'm driving. And I jokingly always am like, well, I didn't go to college and the boys went to college, so you guys didn't have to pay for my college. So you can pay for this. And I'm just fucking around when I say that. Like, I don't genuinely mean that.
It's fine.
But yeah, go on.
Yeah, so he, I guess, woke up cranky, I don't know, and started taking it on me. And then it was like, set my whole day off. And I was like, I haven't had, and I said to him, I haven't even had my coffee yet. Like, I don't want to start my day like this. Like, can we just be nice? And, like, I'm sure it really wasn't $450.
Okay, she's fucking lying right now because that's not what happened.
No, she and got, then I started yelling at you.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
No, I'm not there yet.
She started getting very angry.
Wait. See, now you're talking over me.
Because I feel like this Wait. Half the story is, like, mine.
Okay, fine, go.
Kind of, right?
Yeah,
like,
but
my point of view.
No, but it's true. Like, I shouldn't have, but I was so mad because he was yelling at me. And then he's like, you need to talk to your daughter. So from now on, I told him... He has to address the issues. I'm not getting involved.
Okay, so now for my point of view. I wake up. My friend Andrew's in town. He lives in California. We've been, like, internet friends since we're 13. I never get to see him, like, ever. So I'm, like, so excited. He was staying with Kiara, and Kiara's car was in the shop. So I wanted to go get ramen with them and, like, have a little, like, city day. So I'm going to go pick them up. And I'm, like, telling my mom my plan for the day. And she, like, yells at me and is like, why are you driving? Blah, 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 blah. Dad said you spent this much on the Easy Pass in December. Like, freaks out. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? So I, like, do the math. I calculated how many times I would have had to drive into the city for it to be the amount that he said. And it would have been, like, 40 times or something.
It was so crazy.
It was like crazy.
Just a crazy amount.
And I only drove into the city 3 times.
Right.
In December.
Because you Ubered a lot.
Yeah, I Ubered a lot. Like, I knew the times I went to the city because December was very busy because I was doing Vlogmas. So I knew when I went into the city. I literally have it documented every day on YouTube. So I was like, he's a fucking lying. And then she was still giving me an attitude back. And I was like, listen, like, I don't want to hear it. Like, you're not taking this out on me, because she likes to take things out on me sometimes.
Well, I got yelled at because of you.
Okay.
So it was a little different.
Okay. Anyways, fast forward to the other night. I'm at dinner with my parents and my younger brother, Drew, and I decide to confront my father.
In a Mexican restaurant.
He just starts fucking laughing because he knew he was lying.
And I honestly believed him.
He was lying. I knew he was lying.
She's like, you're lying. It was like $200-some, and he puts his head down and just starts laughing. And I'm like, that's when I said, from now on, when you complain about Amanda, you call her, I'm not getting involved. He had his fucking balls twisted that morning and took it out on me, and then I took it out on you.
It's because it's all lies. I don't do anything wrong. I really don't.
No, you're good. But, like, I was like, that's just, and you're not the only person that uses the Easy Pass.
All five of us use it.
All five of us.
It's crazy. Like, I got the whole blame. Like, if he wants me to pay my share of the Easy Pass, I will, no problem.
It's fine. That's not the point. And he knew. And he doesn't, you think he's going
to
yell at you?
My dad just likes to, like, make stories up for fun. Like, he just is so silly. He's really a funny guy. Maybe he'll be a guest one day.
Yeah, he's going to want to shout out Dave Portnoy the whole time.
No, I think that he would be nervous. I've asked him to make YouTube videos with me, and he's like, scared.
But he loves the camera.
It's so weird. He really, I don't know, he's weird. He's like, I feel like I'll say something dumb.
Well, he might.
He's definitely will. And then I'll yell at him.
But then I think people will think he's funny because it's not even that he says something dumb. He just doesn't think.
He's funny. My dad's a funny character. And then the boys, my brothers, they can be guests too.
Yeah.
We're gonna have all the guests. I'm gonna make all my friends come on. All the girls. Drew and Maddie wanna come on.
Let's do it.
Carly,
can we do
will.
A a drinking game with Drew on here?
Yes, that would be so, Drew will be the funniest guest.
Totally. Drew's so funny. When she's on your YouTube videos, I die laughing.
Drew is really like my funniest friend.
I want to do like truth and drink. Yeah. Drink with Drew.
Like, I know for a fact every time that I'm going to hang out with Drew, I'm going to be laughing. Like, I love her.
Yeah.
But I don't
Maddie too, though. No, I love them
all. All my friends
But are I would have, like, that video that you did in California with them, truth, that was so funny.
I know. We need to do another. My friends are just, like, always busy because they're finishing up college right now. Yeah. But once they're done, they're going to be working closer to me, and I'll definitely see them more.
So Drew's funny, and then Maddie, you got Maddie and Carly that are both funny, but it's their deliverance on their lines. They'll just drop a line, and it's like, where the fuck that come from? And it's so funny.
I love my friends. Those are, like, my high school besties.
They need to be on this.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to have all of the guests. Your friends can come on. Everyone. Everyone's welcome.
I have a friend that wants to come on. She's a medium.
Yes, she's a medium. She speaks to dead people.
She said, whenever you need me.
She's so cool. We have lots of plans for this podcast. We
do. I think it'll be exciting and fun, and we're going to keep it real.
For sure. I'm really excited.
I feel like that's the thing with the both of us. Like, we just don't know how to be fake.
Yeah, we're very just, like, an open book, take it or leave it. I think I've always been that way. Like, I just will be completely open, like, about everything. Maybe a little too much.
Yeah, I'm a little much sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't feel the need to, like, hold back or, like, hide anything about myself. Like, whatever. I don't really care enough. But sometimes if I'm, like, having an anxiety attack, I'll, like, literally spiral and be like, why do I overshare my life on the internet? I never want to say anything about my personal life ever again. Like, ever, I will literally spiral. But it only lasts for the anxiety attack, and then I'm back to being fucking crazy.
But, like, who cares?
No, I really don't care.
I think it's more real when you're just, like, raw. Like, you're just yourself. And if people don't like it, they never listen.
Yeah. It's hard for me to not be that way.
Me too. Really hard.
Like, I would have to try to, like, filter myself. Like, I don't say anything crazy, obviously, but, like, just am myself.
Me too, but, yeah.
But I do keep things in. Like, there's so many things that the internet doesn't know. Because I like to also respect, like, other people and their privacy, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, my, you know.
Yeah.
I don't still respect my own privacy.
I don't respect my own privacy. I guess, yeah.
To a certain extent. Yeah.
I mean, but why would I? The other episode we filmed was low-key such a mess that
maybe. It was. We went from, like, weird topics.
Yeah. We talked about, like, 10 different topics in one, so I think it's kind of a good thing that it failed, because this one definitely is a little bit more structured, but.
Oh, well, we did talk about why we named it Emergency Call.
Right. I mean,
we didn't touch on that.
It's not that much of a story. No. We were going back and forth of what we wanted to call this podcast for.
We had some cute names.
Yeah. I didn't really like any of them.
They were taken, though.
Yeah. Every other name was taken that we tried. Emergency Call I thought of, and it was the only one that I don't think anyone has yet. And I liked it because, obviously, like, my mom's my emergency call. I feel like I'm hers.
Yeah, you're the only one that would answer. I feel like you and Nick. Drew doesn't answer. Drew does not. Drew answers.
Yeah, if you call him.
Dad wouldn't answer.
Dad answers me.
Yeah.
I don't call him
that often. The joke in the house is, like, I'll call Dad and he won't answer. And then I'm like, Drew, call him. And then he answers. Yeah. I'm like, what is happening right now?
He always answers me. That's pretty much it. Like,
the emergency call. Yeah. It's cute. We're each other's emergency call.
Yeah. And that's really that.
For anything.
Yeah, for literally everything. Like, also, my mom and I are very close. We talk about everything. So this podcast is going to just be very open with, like, literally everything. Like, I talk to my mom about, like, my dating life, like, everything. Like, we literally have, like, a very, very open relationship. So I think it'll be nice to, I don't know, like, we talk about it all. We have, like, if I need advice, like, I'll probably go to either my mom or nobody.
Yeah.
Because I like to also keep things a lot to myself.
Well, what I used to always say to you is, if you tell me, no one else is going to know.
Yeah.
So just.
Yeah. So we're just really
close. Then, like, Amanda will come out with something, like, at, like, in front of Dad or whatever. And he's like, how long did you know that? And I'm like.
Like what?
Like, you'll just say something. Like, whatever. You'll tell a story. And he'll be like, oh, you know this already? And it, like, and I'm like, I know everything.
Yeah. So I think it'll be really good because we do have that relationship. So I think it'll be nice. Like, we're going to answer a lot of your, like, advice questions, talk about, like, our mother-daughter relationship, parenting, losses, grieving, life, happy things, dating, funny shit, things that are going on in our day-to-day lives. Like, the past week.
Yeah, what'd you do this weekend?
Yeah, we're just going to talk about it all. It's going to just be, like, everything. Just, like, basically what we talk about when we talk.
Yeah, Amanda's like, Mom, don't talk to me the whole week about anything.
Yeah, like, we're only talking.
It's going to be hard.
We're only talking during this. Like, I'm going to save things that happen in my life.
It's going to be so hard.
To tell you on the podcast.
Okay, so if you meet a guy and you're, like, so excited, you're going to wait to talk to me about it?
I've actually been trying to not tell anybody about boys, because
so we're not gonna talk about that on the podcast.
Okay, if I don't like them,
that's not,
if I don't like them, I'll talk about it on the podcast.
Because you have some funny stories.
I have very funny boy stories. I have the weirdest fucking experiences with guys. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
They keep me going though.
Guys
They're
are
funny.
So weird to me. They, like, act like fucking weirdos.
It's so weird.
Like, I don't know what the fuck I bring out of these men, but it's weird.
And you're so easy, like, chill.
I'm like, what the? I think that's the issue.
Like, you're just like, she just wants to, like.
I just want to be friends. Like I literally just want, like, a friendship. Like, that's literally it. And I'm very, like, go with flow, like, chill. Yeah. Like, I think I'm easy to talk to. Like, literally. I don't know what the fuck happens. I think that they get too comfortable because they, like, see
then
that.
They start acting
and
weird.
Then they show their fucking weird sides. And I'm like, whoa, you are so strange. Or they just, like, right off the bat are weirdos. Like,
yeah,
or just, like, fuck boys and, like, trying to, like,
yeah,
like, fuck right away, and I'm like, okay,
yeah, no thanks,
relax, like, I'm not that girl, wrong bitch.
Yeah,
oh my god. Yeah, I have the weirdest dating story. So
you don't have to, like, if you really like someone, we don't need to talk about it, but if you have some funny, because your stories really are funny.
Yeah, no, they're
sometimes.
They're amazing. I have so many stories up my sleeve. My friends always say that, like, I just come out with these, the most out-of-pocket stories, and I don't even know, like, I just attract crazy things, but it's kind of fun. Like, I love it. I think it's because I, like, entertain shit, because I think it's funny. And, like, I don't know.
I mean, you give people a chance sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. I've learned that working in silence in, like, every aspect is really, really important. So, like, if I really like a guy, I've decided that I'm not going to tell absolutely anybody until it actually goes somewhere. Because I feel like it's always when I tell multiple people that it goes wrong.
Yeah.
Like, it just goes south.
You gotta keep,
like,
it.
The last guy that I told everyone about that I just, like, had a little crush on.
I'm trying to think who, but okay.
It doesn't even matter because he, I'm pretty sure, has a girlfriend now and is in Paris with her right now.
Wait, is it who I think?
Maybe.
No way.
Yeah, like, so crazy. Whatever. I just have terrible luck, I guess, with guys.
But also then he wasn't it.
No, I don't
so
think.
So, like, who cares?
He was anyway. I just want us to have fun. But yeah, fucking crazy. So I'm done telling people things because it always gets
fucked.
That's
ridiculous. But
that should
be
me.
Honestly, that's how I look at it. Like, all right.
I wish I could sing.
What?
I was singing Justin Bieber. That should be me.
Good, sing to us.
No, I can't sing.
I know.
Yeah. No, I actually don't care. I don't like him anymore. It was like a day-long crush.
But this is also what happens with Amanda. Like, she'll full on. Oh, I want to tell.
No, I definitely would have liked him.
Bad.
I definitely would have liked him if he liked me.
You might not have. I think he might have gotten on your nerves.
No, I think I would have liked him because he's Canadian.
Oh, Amanda loves Canadians. But, like, you, Amanda, full on likes somebody for, like, 24 hours. And the running joke in our family, especially Drew, will be like,
give him 2 weeks.
She's going to hate him. I give him
no,
2 weeks.
No, they all say give him 2 weeks.
It's not gonna work.
I dated this guy in LA, like, last year. And I actually did really like him for, like, a second. but then it was like a second and a half.
But there was too many red flags.
Yeah, but
it
went south. But whatever. In the beginning, I was really excited, and I was like, "Oh, I'm in love." And my friend Drew, she was like, "I give it 2 weeks, like." Come back to me in 2 weeks and then I'll listen to you. So literally in my head, I was like, I need to prove you wrong. I need to prove you wrong. I need
That's
to prove
so messed up.
And then after a month, I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. She was right. She fucking knew. But
Fuck,
it's bad. It's really bad. I'm bad. I'm like really, I don't know what's wrong with me. I like can't like somebody for longer than like a week. And then something happens, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why'd you say that? Why'd you do that? But it's, like, always the... Honestly, no. Actually, I talked to a guy for a kind of a while.
I don't... Where?
I can say his name and bleep it out.
What state?
Here.
Yeah.
That was kind of a hot minute. But it was because we weren't seeing each other. It was because it was kind of long distance.
Yeah.
But then... Oh, my God. The last night... I'll tell this story. I don't give a fuck. The last night, that I like saw him. I think that this was the last time I saw him.
Yeah.
Me and this guy have been like friends for a while, so like we're like comfortable with each other and whatever. And I was out in the city with Kiara, and he was out in the city with his friend. And he was like, you guys should come meet us at this bar. So we went, and he was obliterated. Like, I showed up, and this boy, I love him. Like, we're still friends. We're cool. But he was fucking obliterated to the point where I was like, what the fuck? Like, embarrassing. Like, grow up. Like, you're a grown man, and you're going to be obliterated like a 14-year-old girl. Like, come on. Whatever.
Right.
That didn't fully bother me because, like, shit happens. So, yeah, but
not on a daily. I mean,
no, I mean, like, it's that. Not on a daily. He isn't like that, but whatever. That was, like, first, like, annoyed me. I was like, oh, okay. So we're, like, talking, whatever, hanging out. And then his friend left and went to the strip club. And that was fine, whatever. And then I actually invited him to come and sleep at my apartment after. And he, like, said no. Like, he said he was, like, staying with his friend. And I was like, okay, like, that's fine. And then me and Kiara wanted to go get 99-cent pizza. So we were like, we're going to walk there. And he was like, oh, I'll walk you guys. And then I'm going to, like, go, like, home or whatever. We walk halfway to the pizza shop. And then he orders an Uber to the strip club.
Wait, I don't know. I thought he left you in the bar.
No.
He was walking
you. He left halfway to the pizza shop to go to the strip club. And then...
That is... Okay.
So weird. And then obviously I'm annoyed.
He was also very intoxicated.
Okay, I don't care. I was very annoyed because, like, I invited you to sleep at my apartment and you're going to go to the strip club instead. Like, okay. Like, I see where we stand. Like, whatever. So I end up getting home and he's, like, texting me and being, like begging to come over. I'm like, okay, you could have came over when you were with me. Like, now you're at the strip club realizing what you did and whatever. And then we stopped talking after that.
Yeah, and the thing with Amanda is she cuts you off.
Well, because, like, if you're going to disrespect me, yeah, like, no. You're done. Like, yeah. I don't take it, except for when I'm drunk and decide to call people that have disrespected me. And
oh.
But that's not me. That's drunk Amanda. Like, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, my God.
Drunk Amanda's a whole different bitch.
Oh, yeah. I named her Flick.
Yeah, Flick.
Flick.
Flick will give... Amanda's
Flick. Because it's a movie scene.
Flick will give anybody another chance.
I named you that when you lived in California.
Yeah, because there were a lot of Flicks in California. Like, I did the most obscure shit. Is that a word? I don't know. But I did the most crazy shit there.
You got hurt so bad and you just went off the deep end.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was doing the most... I have so many stories that we'll tell at a later date.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't think I slept for the whole year that Amanda lived in California.
Yeah, I was just, like,
literally worried that because of this one heartbreak, that the spiraling that you went through was terrible.
Yeah. I literally got my heart broken, I think, which it shouldn't have even been as broken as it was, honestly, for the situation that it was, whatever. It was just, like, who the guy was that, like, I just liked him a lot. I, like, romanticized the situation more than what it was.
No, 100%.
He gave me nothing, and I was oh my God, he is everything. Like,
no,
ew.
I know.
So gross of me. I would never do that now. Yeah, he, like, just hurt me so bad, and I literally, oh my God, it was, like, 5 months into me living in LA. I literally had nobody. Like, I had no friends, really. I had no life. And then right after it happened, I met Anna, and then I met Avery. So, like, they really helped me a lot.
Yeah.
Because I had Kiara, too, but she lived far from me. So, I didn't see her on the daily. So, I had them, like, right there. And I partied.
Hard.
And I made out with very questionable men.
Oh, very questionable.
Very questionable.
I won't even allow you to name anybody.
Oh, fuck.
Because that is just some of them. It's just like, what?
It makes me feel absolutely
sick. She would tell
me
who they are, and I'd, like, search them and be like, Amanda. Oh, my God. What is any, and it's nothing to do with what they look like. It was just,
oh man, it was just bad.
It was just
bad. And I took a trip. Oh my God, I took a trip to see a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that was bad. That's a story for another day.
That is a story because I got her the hell out of there.
Oh man, that was bad. That's a story for another day. But basically, like,
what the heck was that?
I just, like, oh my God,
you spiraled.
I didn't even recognize myself right after the situation happened with this guy that hurt me. I don't think I left my bed for, like, 5 days.
I would say you only had one person in that time frame after him that was normal.
I would say, like, two. But one of them, yeah, I really liked, and he really actually made me sad, too.
But he was respectful enough, and you knew.
He was respectful, and I knew that all we had was a friendship.
And he was mature.
He was. He's a king. Yeah, no, I am happy for him because he's really happy, I could tell from but he was randomly stalk
a normal, like,
he was great. He was a great guy, yeah. But we really had nothing more than a friendship, yeah, for sure. And I think we both knew that, and now he's happy and I'm happy for him, and
yeah,
we're cool. But see, if somebody ends things with me in a respectful way, I will literally never talk badly on them, yeah, or like feel any sort of way, yeah, like I will be so at peace with that. But when somebody just ghosts me, oh man, will I spiral, because, well, that's just so disrespectful.
But they're cowards.
Yeah. Ghosting, I think we can have a whole conversation about, yeah, ghosting. Yeah,
because that's just a coward.
Yeah, fuck,
like, that. Be a real man and fucking end it.
And that's what I said to that guy. Mm-hmm. I called him a pussy. Mm-hmm. Ew. Okay, we're going to stop talking about that. Yeah. But basically, moral of the story is, like, yeah, I spiraled and I was crazy in LA. Yeah. And my mom worried like a little baby.
A lot.
She really worried.
I mean, speaking of emergency call, you called me at 3:00 in the morning. Because you lost your keys in an Uber and thought maybe I could help.
Oh my god, it was a bad night.
But she somehow thought I should be her emergency call. And I was like, oh, I guess I'm up now.
I think that when I panic, I just call you because, like, I just need you to know, like, that I might die.
Great. That's great. Like, so happy you're not 3,000 miles, like, away from me anymore.
I know. That was a scary thing about LA. Like, I had nobody out there.
Yeah.
That was another reason why I think that heartbreak, like, hurt me so bad. Because I had nobody. And he knew I had nobody.
Yeah, no, I know.
He fucking knocked me while I was down. And he knew it, too. What a fucking ass. Mm-hmm. If he's listening to this.
I feel like he was kind of down and messed up as well.
He was down.
Still doesn't give
me. We were both down.
It still doesn't give me an excuse to hurt somebody. No. You never know what someone's going through.
Yeah, no, you don't. No. Whatever.
That's crazy. Okay. You learned. You learned big lessons. You moved on. You grew up in now a sense. And now you're back. And thank God.
Yeah, now I'm like a whole new bitch. How about you? Are you a whole new bitch?
Oh, well, I'm still working on it.
A year ago today, we were in Malibu. It was the day that we found...
Can we do a California trip?
Yeah, I really want to.
I miss it.
Me too. It was the day that we found the huge mountain of sand in Malibu. Oh, I know.
Wait, there's parts of California I don't miss. Like, I could definitely do without staying in LA ever again.
I'm definitely good on, like, Venice and Santa Monica for a minute.
Yeah. But obviously so Malibu much. I love.
Malibu is my favorite place ever.
Orange County.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I love California. I really do. Like, it's beautiful there.
And I love it, too.
It just, like, wasn't for me to live there. But I definitely...
We had some fun times there, though.
Oh, I had great times living there. It just didn't fit for me right now.
But you would have never known if you didn't go.
Oh yeah, I would have eventually done it if I didn't do it when I did. Yeah. So it was definitely necessary. Like, I'm so grateful for it. But yeah,
I'm grateful you wanted to come back.
I know, I did. I'm here, New Jersey resident.
I love it.
Yeah,
I so love the area. I love your apartment.
I love my apartment. It's, you're like my little
close to the city.
Yeah, we're filming this in my living room right now. Mm-hmm. Which, can I just say, the ambiance in here is great. I love what I've done with the place. I'm just complimenting myself.
No, I mean, it was perfect.
Thanks, girl.
It's good for you.
Thanks, girl.
The food is really good around here, too.
Yeah, we just had an amazing dinner.
Oh, God.
Do you want to tell them what we had for dinner?
We had penne vodka, and we had a burrata salad with, like, grape tomatoes, and they were... Oh, in this dressing, that was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was really good.
That was probably one of the best burratas I've had. And
so good.
A Caesar salad.
Yeah.
It was yummy. Shared.
Mm-hmm. We shared it all. That's what we ate for dinner tonight.
Really good place.
Yeah, margaritas in Hoboken.
Gotta try it. Really good. There's a list of places in Hoboken that I feel like people should eat at.
Yeah, they have really amazing restaurants in Hoboken. Uh-huh. What a sleigh on their part.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah. Good for them. Proud of them.
Good pizza, good pasta, good barbecue. You got it all. I love it.
I try to not eat out too much. That's like one of my New Year's resolutions because the amount of money I spend on Postmates.
Yeah, no, she's got to stop doing that.
Oh, man, guys. Like, if I go broke one day, blame Postmates.
But no, the new thing that you're doing is good.
Yeah, I'm doing like a meal prep from this place called Sousa Fit, I think.
Yeah, I think
It's like $9 a meal for like a ton of meals. It's really good and it's like healthy. So that's my new thing.
And it's cheaper.
It's way cheaper. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to be smart this year and with my finances and be healthier for myself. And I feel good. New year, new me. New year, new me, new podcast.
You started, well.
I've gone twice.
You've joined a gym.
Oh my God, the other day.
It's better than what I did. Oh no, I went on my new treadmill.
I saw. Was that the first time you went on it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It felt great. My legs are kind of killing me.
Yeah, I'm actually sore right now. I went to the gym the other day. This was the second time that I was at the new gym.
Never going
to
go back.
No, I'm going to go back.
Okay.
But I'm going at like 8 a.m. with old people.
Okay.
Because I'm, like, over the college kids.
Okay.
So, I went to the gym, and the first time I went, I just went on the treadmill because I was a little intimidated. I feel like new gyms are really intimidating. Yeah. The second day, I built up the courage to try and use the other machines. So, I'm on the leg press, and I'm, like, halfway through my fucking set. And this boy comes...
Oh, so he was a boy? Like, young?
I don't know. He's, like, I don't fucking know. Like, he looked kind of young. Like, I feel like he was in college.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a college right over there.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, stands over me as I'm sitting down on the leg press. And I have my music, like, blasting. And he, like, says something. So I, like, pause my music. And I'm like, what? As I'm, like, mid-leg press. Like, my legs are extended.
I didn't know how this went
like,
down.
My legs are literally extended right now. Like, whole conversation. So.
That's awkward.
Because I like, froze. I don't even know. So I paused my music. And he's like, what's your name? And I was like, Amanda. And he, like, shakes my hand. I forget what his name was. And he was like, could I get your number? And I was like, no, I'm sorry. I have a boyfriend. That's always what I say to men. I don't have a boyfriend. But
was he cute?
He wasn't my type or my cup of tea at all. I also, like, that irritated me. Like, wait for me to be done at least. Like, that's so, like, I'm mid-fucking set. Like, bro, come on. Like, that's so awkward. And, like, there were so many people around. It was terrible.
He got shot down though in front of all these people.
Whatever. So I say,
poor guy.
Listen, I go, no, I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend. And he goes, not even your Snap or your Instagram? I go, no, I'm sorry. He goes, what? He don't let you have friends? Excuse me.
Okay, so that pushiness, go fuck yourself.
No, I hate that.
Yeah, me too.
And so I go, no, he doesn't. And he goes, well, you're beautiful. Nice to meet you. Have a good day. And I was like, thank you.
Oh, that was nice.
Okay, but come on. He was being, like, pushy. Like, not even your Snap or your Instagram. I'm like, no. I said no.
First of all, why Snap? How old is he?
He had to have been younger than me.
Like, enough.
It was just not it. That was the worst gym thing. Like, the gym already makes me uncomfortable. I literally left right after that. I hate the gym as it is, and that
the
really
thing is,
me.
If he's a student, he could still be there at 8 in the morning as well. Depends on his class.
I'm just hoping I never see him again.
Why don't you just go to the gym with sunglasses on?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
I know.
Oh, my God. It was so awkward, but whatever. Yeah, on my fitness journey.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I think that should be it for today. I feel like we talked for a fat minute.
It was a chit chat.
We definitely chatted for a real one. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying anymore. I'm like losing all thoughts. My brain is like,
no,
mush.
I think we did good.
Yeah, I think that this was good. I'm really excited for what we're going to do with this podcast. We're going to have guests and topics and more.
We're going to make it fun.
We're going to make it good. This was kind of just like a little trial run, getting used to it. Yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
I enjoyed sitting here with you.
I enjoyed this, too. I think that this is going to be really fun for us, and I'm excited to continue.
New journey, new things.
Yep.
So exciting.
Yep. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. Follow us on Instagram at emergencycallpod for updates and stuff. We also are posting these on YouTube.
TikTok or no?
TikTok, yeah. All of the things probably are all going to be at emergencycallpod. I'll put everything in like the description. I think I could do that. I have no fucking idea what I'm even talking about. Thank you guys for listening and watching.
Yes, we'll see you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
Bye.